Like many of us, a good friend of mine vividly remembers his first Lewis and Clark tour. He saw the manor house, heard about the dorms from the friendly tour guide walking backwards, and in his favorite moment, experienced the walks under the trees throughout campus. Now this friend lived in Lubbock, Texas, and compared our forests to the tree walk on his own stomping grounds at Texas Tech University. That is, walking around the single tree on the entire campus. I bring this story up not only to highlight the unique beauty of Lewis and Clark, if you haven't noticed, but to give you some background on this friend. His name is Joe Gant, and a few years ago, he moved to our campus as a professor of rhetoric and media studies and director of our speech and debate team. I'm sure my fellow students can relate to calling a professor one of their good friends. It speaks to the unique connection and relationships we've created in our time at Lewis and Clark. The work and leadership Joe and so many other students and instructors put into their work speaks to the educational opportunities that have empowered us. Finally, it's a college experience that will live with us long into the future. These are the things that I want to reflect about among our students, parents, faculty, and guests today. When I first went to new student orientation, folder in hand, I didn't know what to expect. I was kind of a geeky kid in high school who spent lunchtime writing short stories on the computer instead of out with friends. And like so many of you walking into campus, I was worried that the other students and professors wouldn't like me. Then, in my very first class, the professor asked each of us what our favorite novel was. From that point on, I was pretty confident that I found the right crew. One friend in particular was studying at Lewis and Clark from abroad. He was quite nervous at first, but clearly very friendly. After some awkward hellos, we finally sat down and got to know each other. By the end of the semester, and after the connections we built with so many people at Lewis and Clark, he was in tears at having to go back home. But they were happy tears. He vowed to return to Portland as soon as he could. More than anything, experiences like that speak to the power of the bonds we've created. On the flip side, the powerful friendships and experience of studying abroad has shaped us as a student body for a lifetime. Even when we veer into our own directions after graduation, many of us, like myself, still trying to figure out what that direction is. Don't forget that in one way or another, we're all figuring out how to fit into a little something called the real world. But let's do that together. Okay, fellow seniors, I know the real world is scary. So often, people criticize liberal arts education and what it means for people once they step out into the real world. I'm not here to argue. Good gracious, I've done enough of that over 4 years on the debate team. But what I do fundamentally believe is that our college experience has given us tools to better understand the real world and why we should interact with it in the first place. Philosophy classes have given us competing visions on the ideal society and values. Psychology and anthropology courses have let us analyze and predict human behavior. Art history lectures have helped us understand the subjective nature of beauty. In the great amount of directions we've gone as a student body, and the things we've learned about in that time, we've been given the critical thinking skills and the tools to help us better interact with the real world out there, scary as it may be. Our education, our friends, and our experience at Lewis and Clark will carry us into the future. I've talked to friends who have already received internships or have fast-tracked to graduate school, and I smile with perhaps the tiniest amount of jealousy. But we've learned to become better people than we were when we began here. Let's not forget our parents or guardians either, who helped us through our highs and lows and shaped us into positive human beings. We come out of graduation with critical thinking and the ability to break down and analyze the world. From learning about the role of civil discourse in Plato's Five Dialogues to discovering plate tectonics in science, we've opened our eyes. With these skills, I know we're a set of talented people, and not only ready to interact with the world, but ready to shape it. A few weeks ago, I had my last debate among the team. I know for many students that it can be hard to leave extracurricular activities, classes, and friends that we've come to love in our time here. But after my last debate, I was greeted with hugs among my friends, smiles from my coaches like Joe, and left proud of what I had achieved. Without it, without those speaking skills, I probably wouldn't be able to get up here and speak. I'll tell you that. Still, let's not forget our peers ready to lead at Lewis and Clark in the years to come, and remember that we're all learning. We come from all walks of life, from Portland, Oregon, to Lubbock, Texas, to across the world. So let's take these last few moments and enjoy the trees.